Good evening. This is May 15th, 2013. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the chair pro tem, Bob Lederer, and the secretary pro tem, Michael Novick, will now call the roll.
Okay, Lona Elias.
And I'm sorry, Michael, can you call the station names at the same
time
for each member?
Lona Elias from WPFW.
Present.
Jessica Apollinar, KPFT. Carolyn Burden, WBAI.
Present.
Fred Blair, KPFK.
Present.
Lydia Brazon, KPFK.
Here.
Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
Yep.
Benito Diaz, WPFW. No. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Not yet. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Here.
Is that here? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Bob Lederer, WBAI.
Here.
Michael Novick, that's me, KPFK. Jeremy Taylor, WBAI. Bruce Wolf, WPFW.
Here.
Here, and Margie Wilkinson.
Here.
KPFA.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Here,
okay.
Thank you.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 quorum.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. All right, so first of all, let me welcome the newest members, the two of the WPFW LSB representatives, Bruce Wolf and Lona Elias. Welcome to the committee, and also Margie Wilkinson from KPFA, PNB director. So welcome. And I just want to apologize to all the new round of members who I was really disappointed to find out tonight were not. I just checked the Yahoo Groups list, and even though I invited everyone except the two most recent WPFW folks who I only heard about tonight, but with the exception of them, I'd invited all the other new members a month ago, and only to find that none of them are on the list. And I don't know if that's an issue with Yahoo or what, but I will fix that. I'll do what I can to fix that. But that would explain some of you getting last-minute notice, and I apologize for that. I heard another beep. Did someone just join?
Yes, Benito from PFW.
Hi, Benito. Welcome.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Okay. All right. So I sent out a draft suggested agenda, and I will read through it, and then we can discuss it. First would be the election of the chair pro tem and secretary pro tem for 5 minutes. Next, process for election of the permanent chair and the permanent secretary, 10 minutes. Three, review and approval of available minutes for 10 minutes. Four, decision on next committee meeting for 10 minutes. Five, status of job announcement and ad for the 2013 National Election Supervisor and next steps, 10 minutes. Six, status of PNB consideration of pending election committee motions. And let me add to that, because I heard also about the PNB adopted its own motion about elections that did not come from this committee, you know, concerning electronic voting. So I would extend that to 10 minutes for both, which is the group charged with organizing an evaluation of last year's elections and then to identify and propose fixes to problems, 10 minutes. Then the status of the reports from last year's local election supervisors, 5 minutes. And the status of Pacifica's payment of its bill due to the Election Services Corporation for last year's election, 5 minutes. And then any new business with a time-certain adjournment of 10:30 Eastern. That's my proposal. The floor is open. Are there any amendments or questions?
Okay.
Okay. Well, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting that agenda?
No objection.
Okay. Hearing none, then that's adopted. So,
Bob, last time I think Fred agreed to be a timekeeper.
Right. Thank you. Fred, would you be willing to do that again tonight?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I'll announce the times at the beginning of each item, and if I forget, just please prompt me, okay? All right. So first...
I'm trying to edit the times. Does this take us to 7 or 7:30? What is it?
To be honest, I did not do the
math. I'm sorry. 10 or 10:30.
I did not actually add it up.
I did it 75 minutes, so that's plenty of time for additional time on them if we need it.
Yeah, and of course we don't need to go to 10:30. We can definitely adjourn sooner if our business is done.
Amen.
We all have lots to do. Okay, so the first item is election of Chair Pro Tem and Secretary Pro Tem. 5 minutes for that. So the floor is open for Chair Pro Tem for nominations. That would basically be for tonight's meeting and then to convene the next meeting.
This is Margie.
Yes.
Well, I just think that if you and Michael are willing to continue until the next meeting, that we should just do that and not spend time on it, since we'll be electing a permanent chair soon.
Well, I appreciate that, Margie, but the normal protocol is to open nominations. If someone wants to nominate another person, that
Got
they
it.
Have the right to do that.
I just hold my peace. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, so that I'll take that as a nomination of myself. Let's do them one at a time, chair and then secretary. So are there any other nominations for chair pro tem? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection to my continuing as chair pro tem? Okay, hearing none, then I will do that. Okay, next is secretary pro tem. I would like to nominate Michael. Michael Novick of KPFK. Any other nominations? Okay. Is there any objection to Michael serving as Secretary Pro Tem? Okay. Hearing none, then that's what he will be. So let's move on to the process for the election of the permanent chair and secretary. 10 minutes, Fred. So we now finally have full complement from all five stations, so we're ready. We've been holding this election until this moment, and we're here. So let me recap the prior procedure, and we can decide whether to follow that again. I would suggest we do. And that is that the Secretary Pro Tem would prepare and send out to us an attached ballot, a Word document ballot attached to an email sent to each one of us who are verified committee members, and then it would include a snail mail return address at the Pacifica National Office. And in the past, now we'll have to check this, but I'm quite sure, I shouldn't say that. I would imagine that the staff member at the National Office who is coordinated these elections before for different PNB committees, Christine Niera, I would be hopeful that she would continue to agree to play that role in this case. I can verify that tomorrow. But
Bob, may I interrupt Carolyn here? Christine is no longer at the foundation.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, then the floor would be open for suggestions as to who the ballot should be sent to, but I would suggest it be somebody at the national office. That's usually the way it's been done. But so that's my suggestion. The floor is open for procedural suggestions. Oh, and then I'm sorry, I forgot the last piece. And then once the ballots come in by a fixed deadline that we would agree to, then there would be an open call at the national office to whoever is available locally to come in and witness the ballot counting. Okay, so that's my suggestion. Are there other suggestions or particular positions, someone on the staff at the national office who folks think would be suitable or who has already played this kind of role? Any of the folks from Berkeley have any ideas? people who know the national office?
This is Margie.
Go ahead.
My only hesitation is that it seems to me that every single person who is currently employed in the national office has not been there more than, well, since last October. In other words, everyone who may have gone through this process in the past is no longer there. So I think that you need to talk to, I would suggest you talk to Tanika, who is Summer's assistant, about whether this process makes sense and whether there's someone there who's prepared to handle it. Because, like I said, there's nobody there who's ever experienced any kind of election process. I have been a witness for a number of elections that were done by email, which Christine also facilitated. But you get my point.
Right.
It's all new. And
I go to the stack.
And this is Lydia. This is Lydia.
Okay, hold on. So I got Michael, Lydia, and Benito. Michael.
Well, my only thought was to wait and see if there's a contest before we have to go through all this.
Oh, yeah. Good point, Michael.
Well, okay, so I would take that as a motion to postpone this question until we open nominations. Is that, Michael, what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but I also think that in view of the fact that Christine, nobody ever objected from either side to her doing it, so I don't think when we get to that it's viable. So I would think that if we get one person, like maybe Fred Blair, that knows STV very well, and one other person, maybe Michael, and when we send our ballots back, both are copied with the same ballot, and that's been done before in previous situations, kind of both sides of the aisle represented, and yet with the expertise of SGB. But anyway, let's move on. I support postponing the methodology until we see if anybody else wants to run.
Okay, Benito, did you need to speak now, or can...
No, I can wait.
Okay. So is there any objection to postponing? It's really just a few minutes until we open nominations for both posts and see if there's more than one, and then we'll return to the method question. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, then let's open nominations for a permanent chair. Floor is open.
This is Margie.
Okay, go ahead.
I nominate Bob Lederer.
I accept. Other nominations?
This is Fred Blair.
Yes.
I nominate Carolyn Burden.
Okay, Carolyn, do you accept?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right, any other nominations? Okay, is there any objection to closing nominations? Okay, hearing none, nominations for chair are closed. Now, secretary, floor is open for nominations. Well, we need somebody. Let me emphasize for anyone who might be on the newer side in Pacifica that these are minimal minutes. This is not like this person said this and that person said that. It's really just this motion was proposed and it was voted yes or no, or there was amendment. It's not a gigantic amount of work.
This is Adriana. I propose Michael Norbit.
Michael, do you accept?
I guess so.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to agreeing that Michael Novick will be our secretary for this year?
Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay, that's great, thank you.
Okay, all right, then hearing none, then Michael, congratulations, or condolences.
I just have one question.
Yes.
I didn't hear, who was it that made the nomination?
Adriana?
Adriana.
Adriana.
Okay. All right, so now we're back to the question we postponed a couple minutes ago, which is the method of carrying out the election for chair. So, Lydia, would you like to restate exactly what your proposal is?
Yes, my proposal is that Michael, or actually I think Fred has done these ballots before as well, send the ballot out. Michael's the secretary. He should do it. Okay. Send the ballot out to the entire committee, and that the response, and should copy Fred so that everybody, you know, knows who it's going to. And then when people respond, they should be instructed to reply to all, so both of them receive their ballot, and then they can do the count. They can get together and count it over the phone.
Lydia, can you repeat that?
Yes. So that the secretary, Michael Novick, will send out the ballot in an attachment, and it will be CC'd to Fred Blair as well. And then when people reply with their vote, they just hit reply to all. It'll go to both of them, and then they can get together and do the count once we decide what the date that people have to have voted by is.
Okay. The one concern I have is that that's not a secret ballot.
Yeah.
The people who get the ballots. I see what you're saying, because
right.
We'll know whose ballot.
Right. You'll know whose is who.
Right.
So that's why my recollection is all
committee
elections that I've been a part of have involved an emailing it out. The blank ballot is emailed, but the finished handwritten, well, it doesn't have to be handwritten, it could be a typed ballot, is snail mailed back. And if committee wants extra privacy, there could be an inner envelope, or if they're not worried about that, as long as it's going to be observed by, you know, people, at least two people, it can just be, you know, in the main outer envelope, but that envelope will immediately be discarded, and the ballots will be mixed together, and nobody will know who voted how.
This is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well then, let me amend it to say, I mean, I don't have a problem with privacy. This is not gigantic for me. I don't know, unless there is an objection and people have, which they have every right for it to be private, but it may be that the entire committee waives privacy. I don't know. You'd have to query the entire committee.
You know, what do other people think about this question?
Vito?
Yes. Go ahead.
So I have two questions. Number one, can somebody explain why we would want to do this by hand in the ballots by snail mail? Because I know that I think it was the PMB votes themselves a couple of months ago were done by email, and I think I remember doing some, I guess maybe the programming committee or something. No, I don't remember. Some other vote I did previously by email. So that's one question. The other opposite question would be, why do we need to do this by secret ballot at all? Why can't we just do the election right now?
The bylaws require a ballot for all elections. They don't specifically require a secret ballot, but they do require a ballot, which means something in writing.
Bob, the 10 minutes are up.
Oh, thank you. Can we agree to...
Okay,
hang on, Carolyn. Can we agree to a 10-minute extension on this item about the method?
I second the motion.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, any objection? Okay, so 10 more minutes, Fred. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, thank you. I think the idea of a secret ballot is, I mean, the principle is really important. But there are two ways to do it, to answer Benito's question. One is to have people attach a ballot to to an email, and then whoever accepts the ballot separates that attachment, which should not have anybody's name on it, and puts it in the pile. The other is to send it by snail mail in an envelope, and then the person receiving that envelope opens it and discards the envelope and puts aside the paper ballot, which, of course, should also not have a name on it. I do think in either case it would be important for Tamika or whoever arranges this to notify people that their ballots have been received, just so we don't have a question later of, did my ballot get counted? And the other question is witnesses. There's usually a few days given advance notice for anybody in the neighborhood to stop by and witness the counting to make sure that the ballots are indeed anonymous, that they're not attached to a name while anybody's watching, and that they're done according to STV. And I think Tracy usually goes, Margie, I don't know if you're adept at STV or other people can be brought in to observe the count and help with, but with two people, relatively easy. So, yeah, I would favor that system that you outlined, Bob. I agree with your objections.
Okay, so let me just clarify that because there's only two candidates under the bylaws, this is an IRV or instant runoff voting election, not an STV. So it's even simpler. But who else would weigh in on this question of email balloting, which I'm not as sure as Carolyn is that it can be kept private because, you know, during the time waiting to open it, the person who receives it could open it and look at it and then close it again if they wanted to. But anyway, email balloting versus snail mail return balloting. That's the question.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, hang on, Lydia. I heard another voice.
Bob, this is Fred. I'd like to weigh in.
Yes.
I don't think... I think this has been done by email many times before, and it just seems that that's a lot more convenient for these committees rather than using ground mail. As to the vote not being anonymous or not being secret, if it's being done by the national staff, I don't think the main thing is it will be secret from us, not from the national staff, who probably doesn't care.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to then ask people to weigh in on national staff versus Lydia's proposal of members of this committee. That's where maybe the privacy issue might be more important. But Lydia was next, and then I'll take other people. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say the same thing. Christine, we always sent the attachment to her, so it was by email. She would confirm receipt of the email. And that would be it. The reason Christine was not a problem was because nobody objected to Christine per se. I don't know any of these people at the national office right now. I don't know what their experience is, or they're all temps from what I know. I don't think any of them are permanent. So that is a concern. But in the past, for example, when we did, and Bob, you'll remember this, when we did evaluations back in the day, we had both you and Bertold at the time when he was on the board, as long as kind of both sides were represented, that it worked out quite well. So right now I would trust people from the committee. They're both from the same station. They could do it at the same time. I don't know. Anyway, that would be I'm not thrilled about having the national staff when the board didn't even know about Christine's departure. and that would still be my suggestion, that it be Fred and Michael.
Okay, well, why don't we move into actual making of motions? So, Lydia, do you want to phrase this as a motion?
My motion is for the secretary to send an attachment to the members of the elections committee, the PMB elections committee, and that he copy Fred Blair, and that the recipient of the ballot reply to all with their attachment, and that both Fred and Bob separate out the attachment so it has no identification.
You mean Fred
on it? Fred and Michael, sorry. And that they that they count the ballots at whatever date we choose to be the deadline.
Okay. Okay, so more discussion on Lydia's motion. Anyone?
A question.
Yeah.
And this is Bruce from WPFW.
Okay, Benito first, then Bruce.
I guess, Lydia, I guess I can have somewhat understand the concern that, okay, if the folks at the national office are temps, and we don't know how long they've been there and this and that, so I can see how that would be a concern. But on the other hand, I don't know. I mean, I guess I would assume, and maybe that's a bad way to start, assumption, but that they have supervisors. I don't know. Do they have like some kind of full-time, long-term staff that would be supervising them in some whatever capacity and that would therefore take on this task as well? It's just a question. I don't know one way or the other.
Okay. Does anyone have an answer?
This is Margie.
Yes.
Except for summer, I believe that all of the current staff in the national office are temps who have either been, brought there by summer. That is, there are some people who are employees, for example, at KPFK, who are currently working in the national office. But I don't think I'm unaware of there being any kind of permanent staff. I just don't have any idea how people would respond to being asked to do this. Here's what I think. I think we should adopt the procedure that Lydia suggested, just because.
Chair, I object.
I'm sorry.
Can she finish?
I'm next on the.
Well, go ahead, Bruce. What's your objection?
Was I out of time? I apologize.
Hold on, Bruce. What's your objection?
Bruce, I'm next on the stack.
Margie is responding to a question.
She was supposed to be answering Benito, but she's actually giving an opinion now.
That's true. Okay, you know, Margie, that's okay. We'll come back to you as soon as Bruce speaks.
No problem.
So, go ahead, Bruce.
Hank, okay. I'd like to get on the stack.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Hank.
Okay, you'll be after Margie.
Go
ahead, Michael. Okay.
Okay, this is Bruce. I'm actually sort of, I don't know, I think I'm going in the same direction as what Benito was suggesting. The way I feel it is that just because these people at the national office are temps, that doesn't mean they're not capable. There's only two nominees, and I think there's only going to be a max of 15 votes, so it seems to me they ought to be able to open them up and do the counting without too much trouble. It does seem kind of funny if this is going to be a secret ballot, that the ballots would be handled by members of the committee. If we're going to do that, then it would be a point to keep it secret. So I would vote no on this motion simply because I think it sounds like if we're going to do a secret ballot, it ought to go to the national office and be handled by someone who isn't related to the committee in any way.
Okay. Margie?
Thank you. I'm not distrusting people. I don't have any idea what those people are doing, who's in charge. I don't think we should make a decision that we'd have the ballot sent to the national office until we consult with somebody there and find out whether this makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's all. That's my position. And Tamika, who is from KPFK and is working as Summer's assistant, seems to be the office manager. And I feel like somebody ought to ask Tamika if it's okay if we do this. That's all.
Okay. Hank and then Michael.
Bob, the 10 minutes is up.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I propose, Michael. I mean, Bob.
Yeah?
I would like to propose an extra 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to 10 more minutes on this?
How about 5?
Okay.
Cool.
Let's start with 5 and see where we get. Any objection to 5 more minutes? Okay. Hearing none, we're going for 5 more minutes. So Hank is next.
Well, you know, personally, I can't imagine that we can't just handle this in committee. I don't think there's probably anyone in the committee that wouldn't be trustworthy. As far as people's feelings go, it's a committee. You know, it's not a life and death thing. If you're so invested in a position or losing a position or gaining a position, you probably don't need to be on the committee in the first place. I just think that, you know, it's an election committee. We're really supposed to be focusing on the election. And honestly, our meetings spend more time on procedure than they do on substance.
Okay, thanks, Hank. And Michael, and then I'll put myself on the stack after Michael.
Adriana, too.
I'm sorry, Adriana, you
Adriana.
Wanted to speak?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I'll add you. Actually, you haven't spoken in this round, so let me put you right now.
Well, I'm thinking, first of all, if we go, like we said, we know what's happened with the national office. If two people from this committee will handle the ballots, what kind of secrecy it is? Maybe we need to be shorter and make the election open. I mean, I think that we are wasting a bunch of time, and we don't know even if that is possible. And that doesn't mean that we'll be secret at all. That's it.
Okay. Michael?
Okay, so my suggestion is that I, as secretary, contact Tamika and see if it's okay to do it through the national office. And if it's not, that I, as secretary, would contact someone on the staff of KPFK to see if they could do it.
Okay. And then that would be by email both ways, right?
Yeah, by email.
Okay. Well, before I speak, let me ask if there's any comments on that new proposal. It can be people who've already spoken or not spoken, either way. Anyone?
Oh, this is Margie. I
Margie,
just want to
yes.
say I like that. I think that's a logical way to go.
Okay. Anyone else?
So, question.
Yes. Go ahead.
So, am I to understand, Michael, I guess you know the folks that, or are you from KPFK, I guess?
I'm from KPFK, yeah. That's
okay,
right.
So you know the folks there. And,
yeah.
Okay.
Any other comments on Michael's proposal? Really? It sounds like we're done then. Then we have to just vote on whether to substitute Michael's proposal for Lydia's. So we're ready. Are people ready for that vote? So Lydia, you still want to stick with your proposal? Is that right? Lydia, are you there?
I've been muted.
You lost her. Lydia.
Well, why don't we just start with the vote on the substitute and
okay. All right. So, is everyone clear on Michael's proposal, or would anyone like it restated?
Yeah, could you restate it?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
As secretary, I would contact Tamika at the national office and find out if it's okay to have the ballots sent to her, I guess, really, or whoever that she designates. And if it's okay, I would then send out the ballot with that as the return email address for the attached ballots to be sent to. If it's not, I would inquire at KPFK to find a staff person who could play that same role.
Okay. Is everyone clear? Any questions for Michael about what how this would work?
Alan here with
yes.
a question.
Go ahead.
Generally, whoever is at the national office, well, Christine it was, would put out a call and announce when the ballots are being counted, and then one or two people would show up just to witness. Augie, I think, said she had done that in the past. And I know Tracy had done it and a few other people. So, Michael, I assume
yeah,
that
sure.
if you go to someone at KPFK, there will be
yeah,
a couple.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing. If it's there, then somebody, you know, a couple of people at KPFA would do it. If it's down here, probably Fred and I could do it.
That's fine. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. So any last questions or comments before we go to the vote? All right.
This is Lydia. I'm at work, so I missed the last. Is there a separate substitute?
Oh, yeah. Michael made a substitute proposal. You didn't hear any of that?
No. Did you okay. just...
I'm sorry, Michael.
Sure.
Could you please...
No, that's what you don't have...
Well, just very quickly, because Lydia
yeah.
had the other
place. I will inquire of Tamika. As secretary, I'll inquire of Tamika at the national office if it's okay to do it through the national office. If it is, we'll send up the ballots, and then whenever they're open, there'll be some observers there. If it's not okay with Tamika, then I will inquire at KPFK down here if there's someone on staff who could fill the same role and the same procedure to put
okay.
the ballots. We'll go back to them. And
okay. Thank you.
So
thank
Lydia,
you.
Do you still want to vote on your, you know, on?
Well, no, this is a substitute. I'll be voting on Michael's substitute.
Okay, so then I guess I should simply ask: is there any objection to Michael's proposal? Okay, hearing none, then that's agreed to. The only one last detail is the deadline. We have to agree on a deadline for ballots, whichever wherever they're going. What's the reason? I think I recall usually a week after the email goes out is the general return date. Does that match other people's memories?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. about right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so is there any objection to 7 days after Michael sends out the ballots? Would be the
no.
deadline to have them returned by email?
No.
Okay, then hearing no objection, then that'll be the deadline. All right, I think we're done unless anyone has any more procedural points. Okay, next on the agenda.
Excuse me, Lona Elias. Hello, Lona Elias here.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I'm sorry, I had my phone muted and it took me a while to open it up to work it. So I say something just for a point of information to be clear. So the decision was made that they were going to send them out by snail mail.
No,
they can be returned
no, email. No, both ways by email because the staff, either depending on who's available, either the national staff or the KPFK staff, and since it's presumed that they're not invested in who wins the election, we can safely send our filled out ballots to them by email. Okay, is that clear? Okay. All right, so next on the agenda is the review and approval of available minutes. Now, Michael sent us some notes of the last meeting, but those aren't exactly minutes. Is that right, Michael? Because they have a lot more detail.
Yeah,
who said what.
Try to, yeah. So I can pare them down into minutes and resubmit them.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I mean, it's very helpful that you gave us all that in time for tonight so we can, you know, use it, but... be better to have more formal minutes. So then that would be held till next time. Now, I believe last time you had said that the March minutes would be forthcoming. Was that you or someone else who took the March notes, Michael?
I think that was also me, but if you haven't gotten them yet, I'll have to go back and probably...
That's fine, or it's possible I overlooked
yeah.
them. But okay, so we can deal with all that at the next meeting. So let's move on to the decision on the next committee meeting date. And I have the kpftx.org calendar open, and June is a pretty jammed month. So it looks like we really just have two, well, I guess maybe three options. Sorry, I had it open. One second here. Okay. The first week in June has Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday open. That's the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. and then excluding Fridays, which I'm presuming, I mean, someone can make a motion if you want for us to meet on Friday, but that's not usually a very popular night. So assuming that's not going to work, the next open date would be Monday the 24th.
Good.
So, yeah, I know, it's a problem. So do people want to meet on, let's say, well, let me start the date that works best for me would be Wednesday, June 5th. So we can have discussion about that date, or people can propose other dates.
Lona Alliance to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead.
That I have two meetings on the 5th. And the 2nd and the 3rd are also of June and the 5th. So unfortunately, that entire week for me is...
Okay. All right. Other... you know, just as a point of reference for the new members, obviously we've always tried on this committee to accommodate as many as we can, but every once in a while there's just not a way that everyone can be, their schedules can be accommodated. So let's see where other people are at. So what other people think about the 5th or the 3rd versus later?
You said the 24th?
24th is the next open date after the 5th.
So the 24th is, this is Margie, the 24th is the one day I can't do it. But, you know, I think this is sort of like, I don't know. I find it so difficult to arrange meetings this way. I think, you know, we have to, I don't know. I don't know. I have nothing to say. It's a
Michael, do a second.
Carolyn,
okay. Michael, and then Carolyn.
Well, I think part of our problem is that we've had to put off the idea of picking a definite recurring night because we didn't have a full complement of members. So I think in addition to picking the next meeting, we would look a month further ahead and see if we can start to set a regular night so that it gets on the calendar and preempts other people from taking all the possible nights.
Can I?
Good point.
I'm sorry. Margie wants to be on the list. I apologize.
Okay. Let me go to people who haven't spoken yet. And let me just point out to Michael's suggestion, that's a good idea, but let's separate them so they don't get too confused. Let's only discuss the June meeting first. Then when that's settled, we'll see if we can agree on an ongoing regular night. So, I'm sorry, who was next after Michael?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Okay, and then Margie. Go ahead.
Well, the 17th is KPFK and listed and governance. So I don't know if that's two separate meetings. I assume it is, but I see people are doubling up, like 8:30 for governance, I assume, and 10:30 then for KPFKs. But on the 19th, the KPFK LSB is scheduled, but for 10 p.m., but there's nothing at 8:30. So if we wanted a short meeting, we could do it on that third Wednesday, which is the 19th. You know, and just sort of try not to run over and hope that everybody else ends on time and begins on time. And we may just have to look at Fridays. I know the Left Forum in New York is the 7th, 8th, and 9th, so that weekend is bad. I don't know. I'm not happy about so early in June because it's a bad week for me personally, but the schedule certainly is clear, the 3rd, 4th, or the 5th.
Okay, so...
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Yeah, let me ask Lydia, Michael, and Fred as the KPFK people, is either Monday the 17th or Wednesday the 19th viable, given your other meetings?
Well, on the day for the LSB meeting, I cannot make it. And
okay, so that's the 19th. And what about the Monday where it's the KPFK governance at...
Okay, so not on the calendar, however, that's the KPFK Finance Committee with which both Fred and I are on.
Okay.
And that starts at 7 our time, I think.
Okay. So that would seem to cut out, you know, our entire KPFK delegation. So both nights. So I would suggest we not consider a night when, you know, all of one station has to be absent.
No, I don't think that that's the case, Bob. It starts at 10:30 on the 17th.
Michael, do you want to clarify?
I'm sorry?
Do you want clarify, Carolyn just said it's not a problem because the meeting's at 10:30. Can you clarify that?
What is he talking about?
Oops. Can someone who has a child please mute?
What meeting is it, 10:30?
KPFK governance is listed on the calendar as 10:30, but Michael said there's an earlier meeting that's not on the calendar.
It's earlier. It might be the same. Fred, are you're on. What time do we have the finance committee, KPFK finance committee? Is that
7:30. It's 7:30 our time. That's 10:30 your Eastern time. That's the confusion. So you have to take track 3 hours.
So, yeah, the meetings at KPFK, I guess, are both at 10:30 Eastern.
So, Michael, does that change your mind about whether you could meet on Monday the 17th?
We'd have to end it, promptly. I guess we could take the call or something at the station or something.
Okay.
What do you think?
My feeling is it just puts a lot of pressure on us because it compresses what we can do.
I agree.
Question.
Benito.
Just for clarification, I think when you threw out a few dates earlier, were you saying that those are the only dates that are not taken up by other Pacifica meetings?
Right, up until the 24th, yes, and not counting Fridays. Clearly, as Carolyn said, we could choose to consider a Friday.
Exactly.
But, in the past, on this and other committees, that's been very unpopular. So, all right, let's try to narrow this down. So I hear that the three KPFK people have serious reservations about the 17th, so can we look at some options where we're not risking losing all of the reps from one station?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Okay. Given that we have a lot of people also that are missing tonight, I really think we need to do this by email. And now you've gotten our input, so you know about the KPFK situation. I think you can include that information on there and then send it to the larger to the full committee, because I think it's not fair for them not to be able to weigh in.
Okay.
And we're taking up too much time on this.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me, but then we have to have specific dates for the poll. So which dates are you suggesting, Lydia, be on the poll?
Well, no, I'm suggesting that you as chair, you've done a good job of picking some out now that you have the input from the committee of what's not working for some of us, that you can go back to the drawing board and then pick out, the remaining dates that calendar. So,
well, no, I'd feel better if we agreed on the dates for the poll. We don't have to decide which it is, but so I guess I would propose Wednesday the 5th and Monday the 24th. Are there objections to those as the two options for the poll?
That's perfect. I like the 24th myself.
Okay.
Yeah, for the two dates, that's fine.
All right. Any other objections? Any objections to those as the two options? And then we'll just go by the majority of responses.
Well, the first date of the month, we have in KPFP, we have our finance committee, our management selection review, and our governance.
I'm sorry, which day was that?
The three first days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, all 3 days there's a meeting each day?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was also our colleague from WPFW also. Was that Lona said your station also has meetings all 3 days? Is that right, Lona? Or Benito, is that right?
I think she said that she has meetings all those 3 days.
Okay.
Sorry, my phone was muted. I'm sorry. I'm on boards and committees of more than WPFW.
Okay. That's fine.
Obligations that entire week. I'm sorry. So my phone is muted, so it takes me a little bit to...
That's okay.
Carolyn on the stack, please?
Yes.
I think Lydia said a lot of people were missing, but I think there are only two people absent. So maybe we could vote right now and save a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, you know, if it's evenly divided, then maybe try and find a third date.
Okay, well, then let's put to a vote first whether we're going to vote tonight or whether we're going to do a poll between the 5th and the 24th. So, Michael, why don't you call the roll for voting tonight?
Oh, Bob, the 10 minutes is up, by the way.
That's fine. We can just go to our votes now and settle this. So, so if you want to vote tonight, vote yes. If you would prefer to do it by email so that the people not here can weigh in, vote no. Okay, Michael?
Okay. Question?
Yes.
Are we sure that there's only two people absent?
Michael, do you have a record of how many people are on the call now?
I think there are four people out, but I'm not sure. I guess some people might have come on. So we'll find out when we take the...
That's true. Well, we're about to find out.
Lona, Elias?
So yes means vote right now on the final date, and no means have an email decision.
Yes.
Jessica Polinar? Not on. Carolyn Loon?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
I'm going to pass.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Adriana Casanev? Adriana?
Yes.
Yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Mark Hernandez, I don't think, is on. Cynthia Johnson? Not on. Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Michael Novick? I'll pass for a moment. Jeremy Taylor on? Not on. Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. We have passes. Fred passed?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. I passed. I guess I'll abstain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. I think that's the majority. 1, 2, 3 no's. So we're going to decide tonight.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I guess we'll do the voting where you simply say one of two dates, either Wednesday, June 5th, or Monday, June 24th. Okay, is that clear? Are there any questions about the voting procedure? Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Okay, Lona Elias?
The latter date. I didn't hear the date. The 5th is not good for me. What was the other date?
The latter date is Monday, June 24th.
June 24th.
Okay. Carolyn Burden? Carolyn Burden?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, the 24th. Thank you.
24th. Fred Blair?
I'll go with the 24th also.
Okay, Lydia Brazon?
Are we choosing between the two?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we can't say both?
Yeah, actually, you could vote for both. That's fine. Yeah, anyone can vote for both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have I'm sorry. Actually, let me go back to the earlier people. If anyone would like to vote for both,
we know
you have that option.
Well, what does that mean?
That means that the one that gets the highest number of votes will win, but people can vote, you know, for more than one. Some people could be available either night. They don't have a strong preference. They're okay.
So June 24th and
June 5th. Wednesday, June 5th and Monday, June 24th. So my mistake. We've done this before where people are allowed to vote for either one or two dates. So please start over again.
Yeah. Okay. So Lona, we know can't do the 5th.
Right.
And she's 24th. Carolyn Burden.
I will keep to 1. The 24th is good. Thank you.
Okay, Fred Blair.
Both.
Okay, Lydia just said both. Adriana Casanave.
Oh no, Lydia just wanted to know if we could vote for both. I'm passing.
You're passing entirely?
Well, okay. I'm passing until you finish. Yeah, come back to me.
Okay. Okay, fine. Adriana Casanave?
24.
24 only. Benito Diaz?
The fifth.
The fifth? Okay. Mark Hernandez not on. Cynthia not on. Hank Lamb?
24.
Bob Lederer?
We'd prefer the fifth, but could do the 24th if necessary.
Okay. Michael Novick either. Jeremy Taylor, I don't think is right. Bruce Wolf.
The fifth.
Okay, Margie Wilkinson.
The fifth.
Okay, 24th. 1, 2, 3. Oh,
but there's Lydia.
Lydia passed. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I will do. I can do both.
Okay. 24th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 8 people can do it on the 24th, and 7 can do it on the 5th. So I guess it's the 24th.
Okay. All right. So the
and what was the vote for both?
Huh?
What was the count for both?
Yeah, counted. People who voted for both, their votes counted for each. There were 8 people said they could do it on the 24th, and 7 people said they could do it on the 5th.
And some of those votes were for both, but
some people
didn't break it out. He didn't break out the count separately.
Yeah, I really think that's a bad way out of count. You know, I think it should have been made clear from the beginning that someone is either going to vote for this date, that date, or both dates, and then we have 3 counts. 3 separate counts.
I'll give you the 3 counts. That's fine. It'll take me longer to figure it out.
But how could you do that now after the fact?
I wrote down each person's vote. Some people voted only for the 24th. Some people voted only for the 5th. Just give me a minute. I will tally it up.
Point of order. Yes. Information. I fail to see what difference it makes, actually, because ultimately we end up with 7 people who said that they can do it on the 5th, and we have 8 people who say they could do it on the 24th.
No, that's true, too.
Yeah, Benito,
does
the outcome make any difference?
Yeah, that's true. Well, Lona is correct.
Okay, so can we move on?
As it happens, there was a tie of 3 could only do the 5th, 3 could only do the 24th, and 4 could do both. So,
pardon? I can't understand what you're saying.
Michael, please repeat. Michael?
I'm trying to look at the figures again for a second.
That was not correct.
No, it's not correct. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 people who can only do the 24th, and 3 people who can only do the 5th. The other people can do both, so it's still the 24th.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving on? It sounds like we have voted for the 24th. So can we go on to the next item?